Begin your meditation by sitting in the seven-point posture or a position comfortable for you. Relax all your muscles and the other parts of your body while keeping your back straight. If there is any tension in any part of your body, let it dissolve and disappear. Let your breathing be natural so that your breath flows in and out in a natural rhythm. Motivation. Have a positive motivation for doing the meditation. For example, I am going to meditate in order to generate in my mind more positive energy and decrease the negative energy. For the benefit of myself and everyone else. Decide how long you will meditate for. If you're a beginner, 10 to 30 minutes is good. You can gradually increase the length of time as your concentration improves. And determine that for the duration of the session you will keep your attention on the breath in order to fulfill this purpose. Now focus your mind on your breathing. You can do this either by focusing on the openings of your nostrils, where you can feel subtle sensations as the breath enters and leaves your body, or focusing on the movement of the abdomen with each breath. Choose one of those two places and keep your mind, your attention, on the sensations you feel at that place during each inhalation and exhalation of your breath. Bring your mind back to this place every time it wanders away. If you wish, you can count your breaths. You may find this helpful to keep your mind concentrated. You count each full inhalation and exhalation of the breath as one. Count 9 breaths, then start again at 1. If your mind wanders in the middle of the counting, bring your mind back. Continue counting in rounds of 9 breaths, bringing your attention back to the breath every time it wanders away. If your mind becomes more stable and able to stay focused on the breath without needing to count, dispense with counting. Don't try to control your breath. Just breathe normally and gently. Inevitably, thoughts will appear, and your attention will be distracted by them. As soon as you realize this has happened, bring your mind back to the breath. Learn to have a neutral attitude toward your thoughts, neither good or bad. EA, do not react with dislike, worry, excitement, or clinging to any thought, image, or feeling that arises. Merely notice its existence and return your attention to the breath. Even if you have to do this 50 times a minute, don't feel frustrated. Be patient and persistent. Eventually, your thoughts will subside. It may be helpful to think that your mind is like the sky, and thoughts like clouds. Clouds come and go in the sky. They do not stay long, nor do they alter the natural stillness and spaciousness of the sky. In the same way, thoughts come and go in the clear space of your mind. They are transient, momentary. If you can simply notice them and let them go, bringing your attention again and again back to the breath, the thoughts will disappear on their own. Be content to stay in the present. Accept whatever frame of mind you are in, and whatever arises in your mind, without judging it as good or bad. Be free of expectation, clinging, and frustration. Have no wish to be somewhere else, doing something else, or feel some other way. Be content, just as you are. When your skill has developed and your ability to avoid distractions has increased, you can take your alertness a step further. Make mental notes of the nature of the thoughts that arise. Such as thinking, memory, fantasy, feeling angry, attachment, hearing a sound, feeling bored, or pain. As soon as you have noted the thought or feeling, let it go, recalling its impermanent nature. Another technique is to use your distractions to help you gain insight into the nature of the mind. When a thought arises, instead of focusing on the thought itself, focus on the thinker. This means that one part of the mind, thinking part, or discriminating alertness, takes a look at another part, a distraction. The disturbing object will disappear. But hold your attention on the thinker for as long as you can. Again, when another thought comes, focus on the thinker and follow the same procedure. Return to watching the breath once the distractions have passed. These methods for handling distractions can be applied to any meditation. It is no use ignoring or suppressing thoughts or negative energy. They recur persistently. If a thought or feeling is particularly disturbing, and you are unable to let go of it, you might need to take a short break from meditating on the breath and use one of the methods for dealing with negative energy. Once the disturbing emotion is more under control, you can return to focusing on the breathing. Dedication. When it's time to end the session, feel good about what you have done. Don't judge your meditation with thoughts such as, "That was a lousy meditation. My mind was all over the place." Remember that just making the effort to meditate is in itself very meaningful and beneficial. Rejoice in the positive energy you have generated. Dedicate it to the benefit of all beings. May their minds may become free from problems and unhappiness, and be filled instead with peace and joy.